Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the NL All-Stars and the AL All-Stars. Here are the starting lineups. For the NL All-Stars. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the NL All-Stars, Bob Friend. For the AL All-Stars. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the AL All-Stars, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the NL All-Stars nothing, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the NL All-Stars nothing, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Vera and he is out, Keene applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the NL All-Stars nothing, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the NL All-Stars nothing, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. It's 1-0, NL All-Stars. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the NL All-Stars 1, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. Bailey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Simpson out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the NL All-Stars 1, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 3 in the game. Musial is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, NL All-Stars. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the NL All-Stars 3, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the NL All-Stars 3, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple bunts towards third. Kel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 4 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the NL All-Stars 4, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's 4 to nothing, NL All-Stars. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the NL All-Stars 4, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kluszewski scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, NL All-Stars. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to third. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 4 for 7 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple strikes out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, NL All-Stars. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the NL All-Stars 5, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mantle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, NL All-Stars. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the NL All-Stars 5, and the AL All-Stars 3. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-4 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-6 in the game. Musial hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, NL All-Stars. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 6-for-6 in the game, with 6 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, NL All-Stars. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. There's a wild pitch. Kluszewski moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-5 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the NL All-Stars 7, and the AL All-Stars 3. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Keen hits a fly ball into right field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles. Fox hits a pop-up towards the mound. Antonelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the NL All-Stars 7, and the AL All-Stars 3. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles and 2 walks. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 4 for 8 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. There goes Temple. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Temple steals second. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the NL All-Stars 7, and the AL All-Stars 3. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 7 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2 for 7 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantle strikes out. 2 outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 6 for 9 in the game, with 6 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the NL All-Stars 7, and the AL All-Stars 3. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 home runs and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the NL All-Stars 7, and the AL All-Stars 3. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 9 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, NL All-Stars, 7, and AL All-Stars, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs.